Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I am
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To support and defend.
To support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And to bear true faith.
And bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I will obey.
That I will obey.
The orders of.
The orders of.
The President of the United States.
The President of the United States.
And the orders of.
And the orders of.
Those officers.
Those officers.
Appointed over me.
Appointed over me.
According to regulations.
According to regulations.
And the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
And the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
So help me God.
So help me God.
You're listening to The Andres Segovia Show.
And this is The Andres Segovia Show. Welcome, everyone, to the program. I am your host, yours truly, The Honest Broker. In this episode, since it is November 11th, which was formerly known as Armistice Day, it is Veterans Day. And it's actually a good thing we named it that, because Armistice Day, when it was originally done, was to call an end to the greatest worldwide conflict the world has ever seen, and the declaration that supposedly it would never happen again. 20 years later, we enter a worldwide conflict that was even bigger than the Great War itself. So, renaming it to Veterans Day made it the second official day that we take to reflect on our active service men and women in the armed forces, and we thank them for their service. And I just want to not just remind you to thank a vet, it's to also think of them and their plight. Some of them either have a hard time adjusting back into society thereafter. Other ones are shunned, unfortunately, which is, I think, what's even sadder than anything else. Trying to adjust to life as a civilian again is something that everybody has to do in their life cycle. But for those that are disrespected, even though they have served and sacrificed everything, that the fact that they don't get the recognition they deserve is disappointing, and in some respects heartbreaking. I was at a wireless carrier to inquire about something for my vehicle, because I didn't know I had to go through my dealer of choice instead of going to the actual wireless carrier, and I'll leave them anonymous for now. But when I was there, a very elderly man came in, and he was wearing a Vietnam veteran cap and also a Patriots jersey for Super Bowl 51, which I really appreciated. But this elderly man on a cane came in, and he just wanted to make a payment at this wireless carrier, and instead of being treated with the respect he deserved, I was letting him get ahead of me. I was next in line. I gave him my spot. But no one was helping him. There were people in the back that could have easily come to help, and instead of helping them, they told them, well, you can get back into your vehicle, drive a few miles south on the street, and there's another wireless carrier there where there's a kiosk and you can make the payment there. And it was just very disappointing to hear that. He took it as, all right, fine, I'll go. And this is an elderly man that he and I connected while we were in line, and he told me that he had just come out of a coma. He was in a car wreck that placed him in a coma, and he has back due bills because there was nobody to help him make those bills while he was in a coma. This is someone in his 80s, and that was just really, really disappointing. I helped him get to his vehicle, and I just thanked him for the service, and also told him I loved his t-shirt, which to then he appreciated me, and I had just closed on a deal to help my VA buyer get into his condo as well. So he really appreciated what I had to say, and he was gonna connect me with those that just serviced the VA professionally in real estate. So I want to thank those of you that have served, and for those of you that continue to serve, and even though it's not Memorial Day, I am very appreciative of those that paid the ultimate price as well. You're never forgotten, and from my family, myself, and from the program here, thank you.
When I go home, people ask me, hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? You some kind of war junkie? I won't say a word. Why? They won't understand. When don't understand why we do it. They won't understand. It's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.